K-E-R, and this is Neville Collard here. So we're talking about the Angie grass, or as some people call it, the coastal sedge. Some people call it the sedge grass. You're walking along towards the footpath, you glance to the hillside, away from the river, and you'll see the big grove of Yangi grass. Noongars, and what I've always known it as, Yangit, the Yangi grass, in which the names of Yangibup and Yangip retain parts of those names. Now this sword grass is just slightly different than the ones that you find in the swamp, but they're basically the same. This Yangi grass here, or the Warkal grass, as Noongars called it, was the result of when the Warkal crawled in and made the river. And he crawled in across the land and went from one waterway to another. And he left behind parts of his whiskers where they broke off. And where the whiskers fell and the seeds were planted and they grew, the sword grass grows. At the tip of it is their flower. And that flower indicates and shows that was what the whiskers on the Warkal looked like. Hence the name the Warkal grass. The Yangi grass, good eating. You can pull the leaf out, and I just showed how sweet and edible it is. And the leaves, once they pull out, never went to waste, because they were then used to weave mats or to weave a basket so that they can carry their belongings or their food instead of a kangaroo skin bag, which might not have been available for them to use at the time. So they would have come to a more significant product along the river and a plentiful product, and sat down and made themselves mats and made themselves baskets to carry their food. It's a very significant plant. The whitefellas, I've said, they call it sword grass because the sides are so sharp, but there's plentiful. And when I look around the mullock, the scrub, there's acacias, there's a red gum here, there's a bottle brush, there's a couple of little jarrahs growing along here. To me, that's pretty significant, that this area along here was an area where the Noongars would have occupied for long periods of time. They were quite happy to live along here, near the Tawari. And all this, as we know, was an old ancient Aboriginal camping ground. Past Tawari, you got the hot springs, and now it's just a beautiful park that people come to every day. But when they walk along here now, they'll have a look and see the sedge grass, the Yangi grass, what we call it, the Warkal grass, or the Yangi.